Hi, this is a dictation for patient Willie Raines, W-I-L-L-I-E-R-A-I-N-E-S. Date of birth is 5/24/1978, date of accident 8/18/2022, date of service is... Date of service will be 1/10/2023. Patient reports that his MRI still has to be done. He was found to have a fragment in the iron fragments 15 years ago from bullet wound, and his right knee 15% to 20% is improved, although he has a difficult time climbing up and down. He also has a pain in the right shoulder, where pain level is around 5, and he can lift up to 90 degrees of abduction. There is also pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back reported by the patient, as well as into the left shoulder. 40% relief has been obtained by the patient by the conservative treatment since the accident. The areas that are affected are as follows. The work is affected 7. And in the system review, patient reports that he is suffering from headaches with difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, poor work performance, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, panic, and nightmares. However, he denies any vision disturbance, dizziness, vertigo, double vision, blackouts, seizures, confusion, disorientation, or lack of concentration, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and limited range of motion, pins and needle. Numbness, sciatica, lower back pain. Also, elbow pain, wrist pain, hand pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle and foot on the right side, bilateral hip, and wrist pain is 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. He reports some difficulty in walking. And pain in the elbow is at the triceps tendon. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that the pain level has improved almost 60% to 70%, and there is no changes in the medical history, say hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. In current pain medications are codeine, Tylenol codeine. The physical exam, none. It is reported compliance history. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medicine regimen. In the patient reports in the blood pressure is 177/138, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 100. The exam is same from previous visit, which is dated 12/2/2022, dictation number 1207-007. In the right elbow, patient was having a lot of pain in the olecranon process and the triceps tendon. And in the right knee, patient is having a lot of pain inside the knee, as well as in the medial collateral and retrocollateral and superior patellar tendon and inferior patellar tendon. In the shoulder, he's having pointing out severe pain in the right supraspinal disc tendon. Patient was advised to have these injections. In these areas, he filled the consent form and the injections were given. And patient is continuing physical therapy 2 times per week for the area of neck, mid back, lower back, shoulder, bilaterally, elbow, and knee on the left, right side. And with the traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, he remains disabled for the work, housework, and transportation help. And rest of the dictation, he'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.